Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
And it's the final one of the year on this beautiful Christmas, pre-Christmas morn.
Yeah, I tried to go festive, but I don't know if we're going to end up going creepy, as we do.
Do you do festive?
You
did festive last week, kind of.
That's right.
And you did sleigh bells.
That's
which
right. And that went
fairly...
kind of almost like cold wintry.
I really enjoyed sleigh bells.
And this one, yeah, well, you guys can be the judge. So I chose laughter, and surprisingly...
Oh, okay.
A lot of laughter in pop songs, all sorts of weird ones, evil ones, sexy ones, funny ones. Now, the classic one that I'm not playing today, but the ultimate, the winner, because it's only in one segment.
Oh, I thought you were going to say The Laughing Policeman.
That one's, no. We could have played that one. This that one's one. Even better. The best laugh ever is Michael Jackson's Thriller with Vincent Price.
Yeah.
But it's the only way at the end. So I'm like, well, okay, we don't need to listen to the whole song. But that is iconic laughter. And, you know, so sometimes
The Laughing Policeman, can I just tell a story about Laughing Policeman?
Please do.
I once waited outside the police station in Auckland City one Sunday morning to pick up a friend of mine that had been roped in for something.
Roped in?
Well, you know. Just needed to be picked up from the police station.
That's a good use of language, Karen.
He was framed.
He needed to be picked up early on a Sunday morning. And And I sat outside listening to the BFM Sunday show, the kids show, in the car. I was sitting there going, oh, this is terrible. Come on, and then The Laughing Policeman came on, and it was so grating. But at the same time, it was just such a funny moment.
It's probably just what you needed.
I was sitting in there laughing along with The Laughing Policeman outside the police station, going, oh, if anyone, I wonder if I could ever tell this story, and then I could.
So
laughter is an important part of everyone's life, Kirsten.
Well, yeah,
we love to laugh, don't we?
Like that song
love
you it. Said, it can change your mood, and that song actually made you laugh. I mean, some of these laughs we'll listen to today don't make you laugh, but that song has that infectious, laughter is contagious, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what just sounds a bit lunatic as well.
But yeah, you can have uncomfortable laughs, awkward laughs, and just jolly laughing. So that song has lots of laughs. You know, like some of the ones we'll listen to have it like just as a sort of a hit point.
Right.
So what
are
we
ready to?
What did we
have?
Yeah,
let's roll out the barrel.
Bowie. Yeah, I thought you might want to start with
this
that.
This is a weird one.
Have you marked out where the laughter is?
I think it's throughout.
Is this when David Bowie had a kids' TV show or something?
Kids TV hit, yeah.
Well, this song is called The Laughing Gnome.
Down the high street.
Oh, right.
Which in itself
when
sounds.
I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man, scarlet and grey, chuckling away. Back to my house, and he sat.
I think the gnome is Bowie himself.
With his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away. Laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Wonder if he still played that in those last years at his gigs.
Apparently he was tempted to but didn't. So I think in Bowie, you know, legend, it's either his most embarrassing song or it's a catchy children's song and he did a great job at everything he does.
I don't think it sounds to me like it's not a children's song. It sounds to me like it might have been a trip.
I don't think it's embarrassing as such.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. Yeah. I wasn't expecting. I've never heard it before. Although I do remember seeing the song title somewhere.
You have to do a cover.
What else we got there, Kirsten? What else is?
Let's just fade this down.
Okay. Well, this one, next one, 1959, Paul Evans, "Happy Go Lucky Me." So this is another one with, you know, laughter, lots of it.
I can laugh when things ain't funny. Happy go lucky me.
That's the title of the song.
I can smile when I ain't got.
Do you think if you were in a bad mood this would cheer you up?
Happy go lucky me.
I like how it's integrated.
Yeah.
It's a separate. Wow.
It may sound silly, but I don't care. I got the moonlight, I got the sun.
Does it tell you whether it's manic or not?
It's
me and
well, because it is a guy who broke up with his girlfriend and he's still going to be happy.
Well, life is sweet.
So good on the ukulele.
I sort of imagine the Joker dressed up in like country gears.
That's how
like
I feel about it too.
song. You should record that, man.
It sounds like something out of a horror film.
It shouldn't, though. It's laughter should be fun. It's an expression.
But laughter can also be very not fun, can't
it?
But you're being laughing.
Yeah, that's not fun. With not ads. Happy, happy, go lucky, love. Wow. What else we got?
It's endless, isn't it? Now, both those songs had, you know, the actual laughter, but then also tried to make it part of, like, the chorus. You know, so that's sort of an interesting... Okay, now, this third one is classic. This is Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah. Now, this comes under sexy laugh. Sexy laugh?
Yeah, weird, creepy, sexy laugh.
June, I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
A little possessive there.
Yeah,
stop the things
possessive.
You do. What's up? I ain't lying.
Everyone's just running and hiding right now.
See, you're either with that or you're against that, aren't you?
This is an introduction of laughing and music. Did you find many songs that weren't, like, creepy or...
Well,
I don't know if that's creepy. That's creepy, but I don't know if that's creepy.
This one is at least trying to be. The other one.
At least he's going ha ha ha. At least he's not just having a chuckle like a sort of a.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between intention and result on these.
R. Kelly chuckles.
Now apparently, the whole. It was supposed to be a ballad, and the whole band had ribs and chicken. This is a nice recipe for fun, and got so wasted. Nobody remembers recording the song, and it became a huge hit.
Sounds like they might have had more than just ribs and chicken.
It's been covered by Nina
Simone. It's amazing. Such an amazing song.
Joe Cocker, Nick Cave, Annie Lennox.
I've seen him play it live over here.
Who?
Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Really? Yeah. Apparently Jeff Beck won a Grammy with a re-recording of it in 2010.
That's back when they weren't really double-checking the Grammys.
And he's known as the Black Vincent Price, but, you know, this is 56, so
he used to have a skull on a stick, and
yes,
I can't remember what it was called.
Henry.
Henry, was it?
And it smoked.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he
cool.
would wear bones in his nose and leopard print and step out of a coffin. He's like the OG shock rocker.
Because!
Just that dunk, 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 dunk is so cool.
Now, the indie's just sort of saying, oh, you're mine.
That's, yeah. Scary. Now, fun fact about this guy, he had a very interesting life, many wives. He was...
Many wives!
Stabbed, but not killed by one of his bandmates over
really?
Jealousy. He claimed he had 57 to 75 children.
Mm.
A scholar managed to locate 33, and 12 of them got together for a reunion. Rock and roll lifestyle. But apparently he wanted to be a serious singer. He wanted to be James Brown, and he felt like he got trapped with this laughing song.
Well, a listener has just texted in that they saw Screamin' Jay Hawkins at the Glue Pot. That's where I saw him as well.
Wow.
And they had to leave because she started yelling at his old sexist ass.
Yeah.
Good call, Grizzy.
So other famous laughs, The Message.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Sometimes we'll make a point. How keep from going there?
But see, that's an awkward laugh, too. I'm trying to keep from going under. Will Smith apparently laughs a lot of his songs.
Oh.
Oh, Wipeout. You know, the beginning of Wipeout.
Wipeout.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so B-52s, Devo, a lot of metal songs of creepy laughs. So it's kind of around. But I think, yes, that person wrote in. Does the effect end up being the opposite of funny?
It's funny because, you know, laughter as a word, it comes under the positive, doesn't it? But then, you know.
I think also it can't be faked. It can't be faked, and that's why maybe when you record it in a song and then you have to replay it, it's not spontaneous, is it?
I know people who, you two are not, don't fit in the category. People who I can think of all the years I've known, I've never seen them belly laugh.
What?
It's a, you know, really, laugh. Just really.
Oh, when your sides hurt the next day. Because you were laughing with your mates. Oh,
like when the back of your head hurts from laughing so long.
And I don't know, many listeners probably have had the wet your pants experience, let's be honest. Mikey's going, no, not me.
I'm just
maybe
thinking,
it's a lady
I'm just thinking, surely it's
thing.
Only days away.
I don't know if I've seen you belly laugh either.
Yes, you have.
When?
Like just before. So that's a belly laugh. Like, you know, laughing.
Lots of your laughs are belly laughs.
Yeah, most of them are belly laughs. Yeah.
Shoulder laugh.
That's amazing.
Anyway.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas to everyone and Hanukkah.
Thank you so much for all your Friday morning contributions this year and this last Thursday morning contributions as well.
You're welcome.
Hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Me too.
You've been traveling this year.
Yes, I am, and I'm doing one more travel. Going to Tonga in January.
Oh, my poor thing.
It's like 40 degrees.
Will you join us next year?
If you ask, and any listener ideas for show topics, we're keen. I feel like I'm running out, but then we keep going.
No, I'm
good. I feel like you're going to continue to have more.
How is that possible?
Well, look, I look forward to a year of wonderful traveling tunes. Thank you, Kirsten. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.